Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video, like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this three-year-old boy was lost in the Montana wilderness for 2 days and was miraculously found safe. He now looks like an old war veteran with that thousand-yard stare, and as if his eyes have been opened up to the horrors of the world. He looks the way that many of us would look if we were about to get raped by Bigfoot. I bet that most women in the world would look like this after only one day if all the men in the world disappeared. People say it's not the same boy, but it actually is. Up next, men have no friends and women bear the burden. Men are lonely and friendless. Women most affected. Everything is men's fault. But to be fair, women don't want men to have their own single friends. They cut them off from those and replace them with couples' friends. So that if you decide to dump her and leave the relationship, she can then turn the entire couple network against you. They just don't want you to know that that's part of their plan. Number three, would you push this button if there's a 99% chance of getting $1 million or a 1% chance of becoming French? I think a better question to ask is, why do Americans hate the French so much? After all, the French came to help America during the Revolutionary War. Maybe they hate the French because they're lazy, degenerate lifestyles. It's probably the same reason that much of English-speaking Canada hates French Canadians. But the difference is Canadians are too polite to say anything about it. Moving on, with no immigration, America's population would fall over 30% by 2100. If that were to happen, 60% of real estate values and GDP would collapse too, in a deflationary death spiral. That's why in a deflationary world, you'll need a deflationary asset like Bitcoin to balance things out. But America's population won't fall. The Democrats will let illegal Latin Americans in, and if they don't, then the Republicans will flood the country with Indian Jeets. Either way, America's screwed. Number 5, Brian says that the act of intentional weight loss is fat-phobic and anti-fat. Looks like the fat activists are about to eat their own. No pun intended. As Ozempic shrinks their numbers. Again, no pun intended. The fat empowerment community will be mostly people who are too poor to afford weight loss medication. Looks like weight gain wasn't just hormonal, but it has to do with the number of calories one consumes. Who knew? Up next, some people say that this is the way that Canada thinks it looks threatening America, versus how Canada actually looks threatening the United States. Truth be told, America's screwed without Canadian resources. People ask me what resources in particular, and those include potash, uranium, aluminum, heavy oil from the Canadian tar sands, and so much more. 80% of the potash America uses comes from Canada. And your oil refineries are set up to handle heavy crude, which also comes from Canada, not the light sweet crude that comes from fracking. Life is about to get a lot more expensive for Americans. Number 7, Jennifer says that video games are unattractive because they hijack the male desire for competition and direct it to a fruitless, lazy endeavor. Sounds like yet another woman that hates having to compete with video games for attention. Women dominate most of the real world, so no wonder men are starting to hide in fantasy lands. Women also want you out there working for them and not fighting Wario and Waluigi. Drop that controller, slave, because we want to control you. Moving on, what happened to YouTube? Why is it so different today than 2009? I think it was the end of pure creativity and fun and the beginning of grifting. In 2009, you watched quirky videos to relieve your stress. And today you watch toxic videos that increase your stress. It's also a lot easier to turn a camera on and talk into it these days instead of making what amounts to video art. Art is disappearing because it's harder and harder to make a living off of your artistic talent, so people are simply giving up. Number 9, this woman is holding up a sign saying that if God hates gays, then why are we so cute? The best part about this image is that the woman on the left looks like a Pearl Davis doppelganger. What was she doing there? The one in the middle holding the sign isn't cute at all. She looks horrible. She's just calling herself cute because no one has ever called her cute her entire life. As for God, he hates the sin and not the sinner. Up next, here's what Margot Robbie looks like in real life without any filters. Does she look attractive to you? Obviously, yes. And she's been with the same man since the age of 23, which is rare in this day and age of carousel-riding cooch queens. I think that many guys get a sense of purity from her, and that's what makes her so appealing. Especially since Harley Quinn is supposed to be an evil woman, yet Margot Robbie comes across as nice. People find that contrast attractive. Number 11, Redditors are writing love notes to Luigi Mangione. Most Redditors want to end the 1%, but only until they find out that anyone earning more than $60,000 a year places them firmly in the 1% globally. As for Luigi, he better enjoy the love letters because federal prosecutors are going to seek the death penalty in his case. But when a terrorist killed 8 people in Manhattan, they didn't execute him. So I doubt the jury for Mangione will either. Moving on, movie theaters are trying everything to bring back audiences, including pickleball and cocktail bars. But have they actually tried showing films that people actually want to see? Or kicking out those annoying people that talk during the films and other disruptive behavior? Lowering the ticket prices would also be nice. Also, they could offer one day free a month to get people back in the habit of going. Also, get rid of the commercials before films. At this point, most movie theaters are either dead or dying. It's over. Number 13, this woman's husband, who had a vasectomy, found Plan B pills in their bathroom. She said she bought them for their 12-year-old daughter, and that the pills have a 4-year lifespan so she can use them when she turns 16, because they live in a red state and abortion is off the table. Guys are so gullible because we're in love. He then hugged her, and I'm convinced being emotionally involved with a woman neuters your noggin by at least 20 IQ points. She said that hug took a mental load off, probably because he didn't realize that she was taking another man's load. Up next, this woman says that her husband doesn't act the way that he did when they first started dating. I bet she doesn't look the way that she used to look when they started dating either. Remember, ladies, the more of you there is to love, the less he's going to love you. Unless, of course, he's a chubby chaser. A little bit of chubby is okay, but this is a dinosaur. I can see the title of her next article being, "And now for some reason, he wants to harpoon me." Number 15, there are rumors that Aunt Jemima is returning to syrup bottles everywhere in 2025. They shouldn't have removed her in the first place. If they do bring her back, then you know that this proves that when you get woke, you go broke. Never forget what they took from us. At least we have Stubbs' spicy barbecue. He never gave in, and he's not a black domestic worker, and he's actually the founder of the company. It's the best sauce with no corn syrup added. Moving on, Radical Feminist Future says that men don't realize it yet, but this is the future. Women sure do have some crazy fantasies, and yet they call us extremists. The guy on the far left looks too much like a Chad to actually be working the fields. He would have been separated for the breeding pens. So slavery and pollution is what women wants. I guess climate change and equality are out. Ladies, if you want to see the future, then this is it. Being replaced by a female android. Number 17, why is it that this is the difference between the girls I like and the girls that like me? I've always had both types hovering over me while growing up. I don't buy this argument. Either the majority of women want you, or no women want you. If you've been unwanted and thirsty enough, and your value rises without you realizing it, you'll still take the neckless wonder on the right. What I'm really wondering about is, why does the woman on the right, Maria, look like a thumb wearing a wig? Either that or she looks like whatever this is. Up next, and speaking of women that look like thumbs, this image proves that some women don't even look good with makeup. She looks like somebody's first attempt to genetically engineer a female Jay Leno. My crystal ball shows me many cats and boxed wine in her future. Either that or she marries a woman and gets charged with domestic assault. She's also bringing back that fetal alcohol syndrome look back into vogue from the 1970s. Maybe makeup is witchcraft, but not if you look like an actual witch. Number 19 in India, according to a recent survey, 7 out of 10 women cheat. Somebody needs to track their phones because the number would probably really be 9 out of 10. The same survey says that only 43% of men in India cheat too. If you think that 70% of women cheating there is bad, remember that it's probably like that everywhere. Female nature is universal. They are sexual opportunists. Moving on, Sharon says that after talking to a guy for 2 months, she told him she wasn't ready for a relationship. And he responded saying it's been great knowing her and blocked her and now she feels devastated. Another queen tells her that some guys don't have patience and that it's rather annoying. Yes, it's annoying when you actually thought a guy was a simp that you could friend zone. And he proved you wrong because he has actual self-worth and doesn't need drama like this in his life. Number 21, the manosphere is now messing with psychology propaganda. Knowledge of the 80-20 or 90-10 rule has spread so far and wide that someone over at datepsychology.com tries to set the record straight, with a diagram on the right. Isn't it wonderful when what home math says is getting to so many women? They need the unwanted guys to think that they're going to get laid because that actually makes them a lot easier to friend zone and extract attention from. Up next in the UK, the British Sentencing Council has decided that white men will be sentenced to longer prison sentences than women and ethnic minorities. And people wonder why men with means are leaving the United Kingdom. This image illustrates what's going on there in an instant. the UK has fallen, and in 50 years, it's going to look like Afghanistan. Maybe Brexit was all about making sure that the white people didn't escape from there and move to other parts of Europe. Number 23, I think about that guy on the top right all the time, with 147 IQ with super high testosterone levels. But I think the more important question to ask is, why does IQ generally drop with higher testosterone? As a general rule, except for that one outlier. My guess is lower IQ people are more likely to do physical labor jobs, which elevates one's testosterone. Sitting at a desk all day will lower it. Sometimes correlation does not equal causation. Moving on is another wayman trying to make it acceptable for men to date lonely fools creators. This one says that the man she sleeps with gets her for free, and gets the real her, and not just the persona that she portrays. A guy that dates a corn star gets made fun of, and that's why he doesn't want used goods. All them hoes are trying to rebrand debauchery into purity. Besides, in reality, many such women will do things for money that they won't do with their husbands for free. Number 25 and the last one, imagine coming to Canada from China to study in university, only to then be surrounded by Indians. I went to a graduation at McMaster University last year, and this is exactly what I saw. 15 white students graduating out of 700 in science. The professors were still white, though. But when they all become Indians, then my guess is that the educational standards will completely collapse. This woman was trying to look white and realizes that she should have been trying to look Pajit. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.